This is North Shore Today. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore. And in today's program, we'll touch on the stories of the day. We'll also check in with Hamilton Wenham Athletic Director Craig Genualdo.
We have a lot of kids out. We're glad about that. You know, we're trying to teach the character things that happen in those close games, like I mentioned. And we're just excited about that and try to enjoy the weather here and enjoy each day as it comes.
North Shore Today. And again, Bill Newell with Rick Moore. And Rick, just back from the sunshine state of Florida. And how is the weather down there, and how were the crowds?
Well, you know, we went in October thinking it wouldn't be as bad as it is, you know, in the peak season when school vacations are out. Well, I don't know if you know it, Bill, but across the country now they have, it's called a balanced schedule. And so kids go to school 9 weeks, they have 2 weeks off, they go 9 weeks, 2 weeks off, and so on and so on. So there are a lot of vacation kids down there who are on their two-week break. It was absolutely, I've been to Disney 3 times, and it was the most crowded ever. I think you need a fast pass to get a fast pass, if you know what I'm talking about. So the weather was great, but and it was a nice little getaway. But that may be the last time for us. The crowds are just too much. You have an hour and a half wait for a 2-minute ride. And on average, I mean, even the shorter kiddie rides, you have to wait 30 minutes. And those are, you know, again, 2 or 3 minute rides. So I think that's it's lost its allure for me anyway, down at Disney.
Is it an older crowd now in the October than it might be in the summertime, or is it just as you said? Where are these school districts that are doing this?
I can't remember.
Louisiana?
I can't remember. Pennsylvania, maybe Virginia, Texas, several different places that I talk with people because we were surprised at the number of school kids who were there, but there are also millions, bazillions of littler kids as well. You know, great crowd. I mean, good experience. Everybody's friendly for the most part. But it's just, it is shoulder to shoulder when you get inside any of the theme parks. And if you find an empty spot and you go stand in there, it's filled up before you get there. So, I mean, it's just walking around. So it's just, that part of it was not pleasant at all.
All right. And, back here at home, the Moynihan Student Athletes of the Month are out today. They're in the newspapers today, and we'll have the post up on our website here very shortly. But they are St. John's Prep quarterback Ollie Eberth, and Lynn English soccer player Haley Denham. So two different student athlete award winners, the male and female student athletes for September. And just thought we'd mention that. They are out. And as far as other news goes, what else do you have happening? I know Congressman Moulton was up in Gloucester. Yeah, I know you weren't in Gloucester yesterday during the day, but he was up there yesterday.
Yeah, that's a lead story, excuse me, Bill, on the Gloucester Times. And I'll read it quickly. It's a $500,000 matching grant from the federal government will help the city of Gloucester carry out a $1.11 million water and sewer project aimed at boosting the water capacity for a growing number of high-volume commercial users up at the Blackburn Industrial Park. The grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration was announced Tuesday by Representative Moulton at a gathering of city and area business leaders at the Gloucester Seafood Processing Plant, the former Good Harbor Filet facility, and that will allow companies like Gloucester Seafood, nearby Intershell, and others within the park to grow, according to the congressman. It will also open the door to an estimated 150 new jobs within Gloucester's seafood processing innovation cluster, according to the congressman. So good news economically for Gloucester.
Yeah, and that story was up on our website, I guess, last evening, early in the evening last night. So that's a good story, and good to hear that. I know the congressman is in the area for the next few days as well, or was yesterday, and I think might be in the area for a couple of days. In the Lynn item today, they have a story about a Lynn Tech teacher. It seems like we've always – the last time we talked about a Lynn teacher was a Lynn Tech teacher running for president. And by the way, was not in the debates last night. I didn't notice him in the debates last night. But this teacher has been recognized for inspiring excellence and curiosity in one of the 5 recipients of the Harvard Club's Excellence in Teaching Award, Jason McCush, who in addition to teaching English at the school – is a Skills USA coach and a defensive coordinator for the football team. So a nice honor. I think it helps students, you know, learn those skills that are important, you know, in the career field or whatever. And, of course, it's a tech school, so they're learning specific skills, but there are also a lot of other skills to go along with those. So it's a nice story, and obviously students, especially, you know, inner city students need these extra, you know, extra supports at times. And so it's a nice story on that area, in that front.
Very good. Well, it's always good to see a teacher recognized in a positive way. So much of our stuff is negative sometimes. One other little quick thing, Bill, from the Times. There's something called Awesome Gloucester. After creating an awesome, I'm reading from Dimitri Lavarkas in the Times. After creating an awesome Gloucester chapter when he lived there in 2013, Sal Zarelli is at it again with Awesome Rockport. The charitable group is the latest local chapter of the Boston-based International Foundation devoted to forwarding the interest of awesome in the universe, according to the website. And basically what they do is they come up with $1,000 grants for worthy recipients every so often. And it's pretty frequent in Gloucester. I know it's probably 3, 4, 5 times a year that these $1,000 grants are given out. And they're given out more than one at a time. So a nice little article there concerning the Awesome Rockport now that's going to be matching Awesome Gloucester.
Nice. On our website, we have a posting of the Marblehead volleyball team, which defeated Peabody last night for their Peabody's first loss of the season. And Marblehead is undefeated now at 11-0. So it was a huge game last night. Down below on our website, we do, on this post here, we do have that winning score, the winning point scored by Marblehead, a video of that. It's also in our post of the game post as well on our website in the Marblehead volleyball post. And speaking of big games, there's a girls soccer game today over in Marblehead where Peabody undefeated taking on Marblehead, I think a team that has just the one loss and a tie under Coach Andrew Bubb of Marblehead. They are playing this afternoon over in Marblehead. So there's a number of big games. And we've got some stories on that stuff as well. And the Hamilton Wenham boys soccer team, we have a post on that. They scored a win yesterday against Ipswich 3-0. So they keep rolling along in a series of close games. And so it was nice to meet some of those guys yesterday up at Hamilton Wenham. And our other video that we have on our site, Rick, on this North Shore Today post is we have Jerry Seinfeld talking about how to write a joke. And in this, Rick, you go back. Well, you grew up in the 60s, and you remember Pop-Tarts. I remember life before Pop-Tarts, you know. So there was then there was orange juice that was frozen. He talks about that, and also people don't deal with that anymore, I don't think. Frozen orange juice. I don't think we ever had it too much as a kid, but we did have it, and then shredded wheat. So those are some of the things. If you click on that video, a YouTube video of Jerry Seinfeld how he writes a joke. Well, we should do one on how we do North Shore Today, Rick, but maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe not.
That'll gather a lot of views, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And just ahead, we'll check in with Craig Genualdo, who is the athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School, and then we're back with more just ahead here on North Shore Today.
Craig Genualdo is with us, the athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School. And Craig, welcome. Good to see you in person.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love what you guys are doing for the local sports scene. It's excellent.
Well, thank you for that. We're here watching the Hamilton Wenham boys Ipswich soccer game here at Hamilton Wenham. But I guess tell us a little bit about the soccer season so far this year.
Our boys and girls have both been excellent. Our boys are leading the Baker division of the Cape Ann League. They've played, even in the games they've lost, they had some people injured and they were real close and they try to grind it out. They're playing excellent team soccer, passing well, and doing all the little things you need to do to be successful. And it's not like, you know, they're blowing people out, and that's actually a positive. They're playing really well as a team. They play well in crunch time, and they play well together in the toughest moments. I think that's why they're doing well. And then I think the girls team hasn't lost or tied yet. And again, they're another team. If you look at our results, even though we're undefeated, you see that there's a lot of one-goal games there. I think that speaks to the character of the coaches and what they're trying to instill in the kids.
Yeah, and the league as well, you know, in that regard. What other fall sports news do you have from Hamilton Wenham this year?
Volleyball's having their best season in a while. I think they have 10 wins already. I think they're maybe 10-4 they're playing today. I know cross-country continues to roll on. They're doing excellent. Girls remain undefeated, and of course their winning streak is sort of taking on a life of its own. Just trying to get them to appreciate the process and, you know, do the one meet at a time thing. And the boys are having a great season in their own right. And I know they're looking forward to a great end of October here down the stretch with sectionals and states and things of that nature. And golf is about to enter the state tournament. They finished 12-2 the other day in the regular season, and they're looking forward to a good state tournament as well.
Yeah. And I know the football team picked up their first win of the season last weekend against Georgetown.
Yeah, I mean, and if, like, again, there again, if you look at our games, even though, you know, we're 1-4, I know that's not where they would love to be right now. But all of our games have been close. We lost to Ipswich by a couple points. We lost to Manchester by a couple points. And even the Fenwick game, there was one two-minute stretch at the very end of the third quarter, start of the fourth, where they got a couple touchdowns. And outside of that, it's an incredibly even game. So they've played great. It's just a matter of, you know, we have a lot of young talent. We have some good veteran leadership, but there's a lot of young talent. And when that happens, like, you know, you have a mistake here, a mistake there that really hurts your continuity. But they're coming around, and they're looking forward to a good finish.
And, Craig, any other final thoughts either about the fall or any other news from Hamilton Wenham regarding winter or spring sports?
No, we're just excited. We try to do the Patriots thing. We try to do the 1 week at a time here and try not to look too far. But, no, we're very excited about all the potentials for postseason in the fall. There's a lot of teams that can make a lot of noise. You know, we're always cautious of looking at win-loss records as a way to indicate success. We don't believe, like, you know, we are winning a lot of games this year, and we're proud of that. But, you know, that's not what we look at for success. It's not what we look at when we're not doing that well either. We have a lot of kids out. We're glad about that. You know, we're trying to teach the character things that happen in those close games, like I mentioned. And we're just excited about that and trying to enjoy the weather here and enjoy each day as it comes.
No, absolutely. And Hamilton Wenham is one of those schools where, as you kind of alluded to, participation is a big thing with Hamilton Wenham for sure.
Yeah, last year we were up over 70%, and that's always a huge number. At these types of schools, you know, the standard is about 60 to 62, 63%, and we were up over 70 last year. We're probably going to hit that number again. I think that just speaks to, you know, and if you looked at the number of things they do even outside of sports, the extracurriculars and the, you know, that number probably jumps up to over 90. There's just a lot of things here that kids do well, and we try to encourage their gifts and every individual thing that they choose to do and do them as well as they can and support them through their education.
All right. Sounds good, Craig. Good talking with you.
Thanks.
Craig Genualdo, the athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, we're wrapping it up here today on North Shore Today. Our high school football broadcasts this weekend include our video game. We're hoping to have the video on the Beverly Danvers game. That'll be Friday night at Bishop Fenwick High School. And each one of those teams with the one loss in the NEC North, and our other game, a radio game, Peabody playing at Lynn English on Friday night. That's a 7 o'clock game. So those are our two games. Look at the schedule this weekend, Rick, and most everything's Friday night. Very few games on Saturday at all. So it's a Friday night, but there are a lot of games on a Friday night, and we'll keep the folks posted on those. And want to remind folks they can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com, or follow us on Twitter at msonewsports. And Rick, it looks like you're coming back and bringing some fall weather with you from Florida.
That's the rumor. We got in late last night due to the flight delay, and I'm looking forward to seeing what foliage is out there. Also, it's the stretch run for the football games, Bill, so this should be a spectacular weekend in more ways than one.
Yeah, actually, I have a friend coming up from Florida later this week, and he I thought for sure the foliage would be all gone, but we went up to Maine Monday, and it's still around. I mean, I think it's very late this year, and hopefully it'll still be around for another week or so. So I think you lucked out, Rick Moore, but you were only gone for a few days anyway. So, all right, there you go. That's Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. And again, our football broadcasts Friday night, Beverly Danvers and Peabody Lynn English. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.